Welcome to a new episode from English Plus Podcast. Today's episode, we're going to learn some new words like progressive, tremor, foretell, severe, random, ponder, comprehend, and more in our special story about earthquakes. So, this is Word Power, and this is English Plus. And now, without further ado, let's start talking about earthquake and then learn 10 new words that you can add to your active vocabulary bank. Earthquake. Anyone who has experienced an earthquake will never forget it. The first reaction to the sudden, violent shaking is usually confusion. Then as plates tumble from shelves and crash to the floor and lights overhead begin to sway, one begins to comprehend what is happening. Earthquake. Even though scientists have learned a great deal about the cause of earthquakes, they remain one of the most unpredictable of all naturally occurring events. After pondering the pattern of earthquakes over long periods of time, scientists do know that earthquakes are not simply random events. Instead, they generally happen along what are referred to as fault lines. They also know that certain areas of the Earth are more likely to produce earthquakes than others. The outer layer of the Earth, called the crust, is not one large, unbroken covering. It is made up of a number of huge plates. The places where these plates rub against one another are called faults. The movement of these surfaces against one another causes pressure to build until the plates suddenly slip free, jolting the earth. The progressive increase in pressure between the plates may take hundreds or even thousands of years to reach the point where the plates slip. In some cases, a small tremor may foretell the arrival of a major earthquake. However, just where and when this slipping will occur and the severity of the jolt it will give the earth are impossible to pinpoint. Their sudden occurrence and capacity for massive destruction have made earthquakes the cause of some of history's greatest disasters. A 1985 earthquake in Mexico City killed 1,000 people when a hospital collapsed floor upon floor. A 1971 earthquake in Peru broke huge chunks of ice from the Andes Mountains. The subsequent mudflow caused by the melting ice killed 50,000 people. The Lisbon, Portugal earthquake of 1755 occurred while many people were attending church services. In the commotion that followed the first tremor, people rushed from church only to be crushed by the collapsing walls. About 60,000 people died in that tragedy. So, that was our story about earthquakes. First, I hope that you learned something new about earthquakes that you didn't know about before. But we're here for the words. We're here for the 10 new words that we're going to learn. These words are comprehend, ponder, random, progressive, tremor, foretell, severe, or in the text we have it as severity, but obviously the word is severe. Capacity, subsequent, and commotion. Now let's start with our very first word, comprehend. Now how did we use that in our story? We said, then plates tumble from shelves and crash to the floor and lights overhead begin to sway. One begins to comprehend what is happening. Earthquake. Comprehend. One begins to comprehend. What does that mean? If you can comprehend something, you can understand it. If you can't comprehend something, you can't understand it. So simply comprehend means to understand, to take in, to perceive. That is to comprehend, to grasp mentally. So that was our first word. But how do we spell it? It is spelled C-O-M-P-R-E-H-E-N-D. That's comprehend. Now let's move on to talk about our second word, ponder. P-O-N-D-E-R. Now, in our story, we said, after pondering the pattern of earthquakes over long periods of times, scientists do know that earthquakes are not simply random events. After pondering, after thinking about something carefully, usually for a long time. And that's exactly what happened with scientists. They thought about earthquakes and the patterns of earthquakes for a long time. They pondered. That is to ponder, P-O-N-D-E-R. after pondering the pattern. And in this same sentence, I said that scientists do know that earthquakes are not simply random events. Random, that's our next word, R-A-N-D-O-M. What is the meaning of random? If something is a random event or if it is not a random event. If you describe events as random, you mean that they do not seem to follow a definite plan or pattern. Now, as we see here, that scientists do know that earthquakes are not random events, but they are very complicated to predict, as we saw in the rest of the story. The meaning of our word, random, is when something happens without following a definite plan or pattern. Now for our next word, progressive. Now in the story, we said the progressive increase in pressure. We're talking about the pressure caused by the plates rubbing against each other. The progressive increase in pressure between the plates. What is the meaning of the progressive here? A progressive change happens gradually over a period of time, and it increases over time. It becomes more and more. That's the progressive. And by the way, progressive is spelled P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. And now for our next word, tremor. T-R-E-M-O-R. We said a small tremor may foretell the arrival of a major earthquake. Now here we have actually two words, tremor and foretell. So, but what is the meaning of tremor? Well, tremor actually is a small earthquake. That is the earth shaking and everything, but it's not as devastating as an earthquake. It's a small earthquake, tremor, T-R-E-M-O-R. But then a small tremor may foretell the arrival of a major earthquake. Foretell, what is the meaning of foretell? F-O-R-E-T-E-L-L. Now, that is to tell the future. If you foretell a future event, you predict that it will happen. So a small tremor may predict, or as the word goes here, may foretell the arrival of a major earthquake. Now, what about the next word? Now, here we said, however, just where and when the slipping will occur and the severity of the jolt it will give the earth are impossible to pinpoint. Now, here the word is severity, and it comes from severe. Severe is S-E-V-E-R-E. Severity is S-E-V-E-R-I-T-Y. And obviously, severity is the noun from severe. Severe is the adjective, which we use more, to be honest. But severity is also used as we saw it used here. So what is the meaning of severe? We use severe to indicate that something bad or undesirable is great or intense, harsh, hard, cruel, very strong. That is severe. And we're usually talking about something bad. Remember that. So here, that is the meaning of severity. So yes, scientists know a lot about earthquakes, but they still cannot pinpoint the exact severity of the jolt it will give the earth. We're talking about the earthquake here, of course. Now let's move to the next word, capacity. Now we said their sudden occurrence, and of course here we're talking about earthquakes again, their sudden occurrence and capacity for massive destruction have made earthquakes the cause of some of history's greatest disasters. What is the meaning of capacity? C-A-P-A-C-I-T-Y. Now capacity, your capacity for something is your ability to do it, or the amount of it that you are able to do, your ability, your power, your strength. That is the capacity. And here we're talking about the capacity of an earthquake, the things an earthquake can do, the capacity of an earthquake, and it has the capacity for massive destruction. We know that. So that is our word, capacity. But remember, we can use it not only for earthquakes, we can use it for people as well, or for other things. And now for our next word, subsequent. Now in the story, we said the subsequent mudflow, we are talking about Peru. So let me start from the beginning. A 1971 earthquake in Peru broke huge chunks of ice from the Andes Mountains. The subsequent mudflow caused by the melting ice killed 50,000 people. What a tragedy. Here, our word is subsequent. S-U-B-S-E-Q-U-E-N-T. Subsequent. What is the meaning of subsequent? We're talking about what happened first. Huge chunks of ice from the Andes collapsed or broke. And then we have the subsequent mudflow, the thing that came after. So when we are talking about subsequent, we use subsequent to describe something that happened or existed after the time or event that has just been referred to. I like saying following or later or what happened after. So that is subsequent, and it is obviously a formal word. You wouldn't want to use that in everyday language, but it is very useful in writing and, of course, in formal language. And now for our last word for this episode, and that is commotion. And here we were talking about the disaster or the disastrous earthquake that happened in Lisbon, Portugal, in 1755. People were in church, were attending church services, and in the commotion that followed the first tremor, the first small earthquake, people rushed from church only to be crushed by the collapsing wall. But our word here is commotion. C-O-M-M-O-T-I-O-N. What is the meaning of commotion? Now, a commotion is a lot of noise, confusion, and excitement. Obviously, in the case of Portugal, it was not excitement the way we know it or the way we picture it in our minds, something happy, something good. It was simply panic. That was what happened. But this panic, this confusion causes a lot of noise, right? That is what we call commotion. And in the commotion, people rushed from churches just to be crushed by the collapsing walls, unfortunately killing 60,000 people. This earthquake killed 60,000 people, and that was a big tragedy in the history of earthquakes. These were our 10 words. Let me remind you again. We talked about comprehend. We talked about ponder. We talked about random, progressive, tremor, foretell, severe or severity, capacity, subsequent, and commotion. If you would like to practice these words, we have interactive activities on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. You can follow the link you can find in the description. It will take you to the custom post we created for this episode. There, you will find interactive activities. You will find the text itself with the words, with the keywords we talked about. And you will find a PDF downloadable worksheet that you can use to practice these words in a crossword puzzle. You can practice the spelling of the word, a word search activity, many activities that you can use to practice the things we're learning here. Because remember, learning new words is not just about listening to this episode and knowing the meanings of the words. And you might think, that's it. I know these words. Fine. I will be using them in the future. Well, that might happen for some words. Some words might stick, but most of the words you will forget after a while. So the best way to keep these words stuck in your mind, in your active vocabulary bank, this bank that you can use, not only the bank that you can remember, yeah, that was the meaning here in my mind. Yeah, I remember the meaning of this word is this, the meaning of this word is that. That's good. But you would want to use these words. You would want to add these words to your active vocabulary bank. If you want to do that, you need to practice. And we got you covered. We have everything you need to practice these things. So all you need to do is take the link you can find in the description of the episode, go to our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, and you will find all the practice you need. You don't need to do it all in one day. You can do some today and you can do some later so that you can keep practicing and reviewing, remembering the words that you learn here in Word Power from English Plus Podcast. And this is your host, Danny. I would like to thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. I will remind you again before I leave you that we are starting our premium episodes this week. Two premium episodes every day. We have our same schedule. We're not changing the schedule that you're used to, but we're adding two premium episodes every day. We have a lot of programs going on. We have the mini-series, the English mini-series. We're starting with Learn the English Tenses. We have the other audio courses, and we're starting with 100 Events That Changed the History of the World. Now, these things are not exactly focused on the English language. They are in English, of course, but they focus on history, psychology, neuroscience, other things that are very interesting to learn about in general, because English Plus is about education. That's the plus part of it. So you will have English language learning premium episodes, and you will have premium educational episodes. And we will also have a book club where we're going to talk about and discuss a book every week, a new book from the classics. And maybe we can choose some contemporary works in the future. And we also have the creative writing workshop. We have a lot of things that we're adding to our premium options. So if you would like to get access to all our premium content, all you need to do is to go to our Patreon page and become a patron for $5 a month. You get access to all our premium episodes henceforth. So that being said, again, this is your host, Danny. I would like to thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast, and I will see you next time.